Welcome to the edition of The Spirit, July 2023. Dear readers, according to the Washington Post, about 58% of the food Americans eat has been ultra-processed. This didn't mean much to me until I learned that ultra-processed food is fresh food beaten, pressed, combined, mixed with chemicals and preservatives, and flattened until it is virtually unrecognizable. Ultra-processed food is common in chips, croutons, snack foods. It's startling to realize that you're eating something that has little to no nutritional value but still fills you up. I wonder why companies produce things known to be harmful. My question is, since we are all on the same page about wanting good food and good health, why are there conflicting interests between business and well-being? Shouldn't business support everyone's well-being? It isn't a one-sided issue, however. Processing food allows food to last longer, making it an essential aspect of the food chain. Processed foods are more affordable and more accessible because they are more long-lasting. Still, I was stunned to learn that half of American healthcare costs are directed towards treating diet-related diseases. It might be time to stop perpetuating a cycle of harm. But how to begin and where? Love, Editor Jano. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our minds strong and clear. Buddha. Quote of the month, July 2023. First Light. While this author is no expert on space, said author finds joy in sharing newly learned facts about space, and this article is evidence of that very tendency. According to NASA, evidence of any form of life has never been discovered in space. Considering the hold aliens have on popular culture, from the Alien series to Men in Black to endless songs and the Green Alien Dance, this may be hard to believe. Perhaps because of the pervasive belief in extraterrestrials in pop culture, I have a faint underlying idea that aliens probably do exist on some planet in outer space. Space is almost unfathomably extensive. From the Earth to the planet Neptune, there's a distance of about 2 to 4 billion miles. Our universe is over 90 billion light years large, according to a simple Google search. A light year is the distance light can travel in 1 year. Even a person like Usain Bolt or Phileas Fogg could travel an immense distance in a whole year. So when one considers the incredible speed of light and the distance of light can travel even in 1 second, one can begin to grasp the magnitude of our universe. For further clarity, it takes light only about 8 minutes to travel the entire astonishing distance from our sun to the earth. Even though space is already so large, it becomes infinitely vast because new planets and new galaxies are constantly forming even as stars die out. With the universe being as vast as it is, I believe that somewhere, though there is no concrete evidence to corroborate this, there must be life somewhere. On some planet somewhere besides our own, there must be at least a tiny spot of a bacterium or at least a pool of organic material primed for life to start. Anyway, conjectures aside, the fact remains that space is constantly evolving, allowing for time for technology to evolve to uncover more of the growing history space leaves behind. Fortunately, matter and energy can't just disappear. So there is a history left behind in the stars, planets and space which surrounds us. NASA unveiled the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, the most expensive and powerful telescope to date, at the end of December in 2021. JWST's vast capabilities allow astronomers and astrophysicists to take clearer photos of the space, of distance, time, as well as relatively close points in our own galaxy. By working with the JWST, scientists have gotten closer to uncovering the history of space. By finding out more about the very first light in the universe, the powerful new telescope has unveiled huge galaxies looking back up to 30 billion years. This introduces the fascinating concept that astronomy is a study of history. Light takes time to travel, and so using a telescope to look far reveals things that were once the case and may not be that way now. At any rate, This allows her to learn more about the universe as it once was. The JWST is powerful enough to reveal early cosmic history to an unprecedented level. Astronomers at MIT were surprised by how much and how far they could see, surprised by how many more galaxies were visible than anticipated. In the first year of JWST's photos, scientists expected to find tens of new galaxies, where they have found hundreds. With such a powerful new telescope, scientists can, for the first time, see the light emitted by the quasar, supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies that observe everything, including, you guessed, the very first light in the universe. A light has dawned, but there's much to learn. Wildlife corridors. It's raining heavily as I write this, but this rain only serves to make me appreciate the greenery better. As the climate changes rapidly with American cities, and for that matter, cities around the world, trees and green spaces become more important than ever. Trees sequester carbon, and green spaces mitigate heat. An important factor in the ability of any ecosystem to thrive is the presence and safety of the animals that make up that ecosystem. Any ecosystem will be affected by the world around it. Nature and surroundings will inevitably put pressure on an ecosystem. An ecosystem's resilience is its ability to respond to pressure and return to a balanced equilibrium. The more diverse an ecosystem is, the more likely it is to be able to return to equilibrium. Encouraging biodiversity is vitally important to healthy, safe communities for this reason. When we build roads and developments through natural spaces, we are breaking ecosystems up into paths separated by terrain that's unfriendly to animals. This division is called landscape fragmentation. Animal natives to a fragmented area aren't given time to leave or find a safer home. Instead, their space is suddenly limited, often leaving them without enough room to find food, migrate, or reproduce. Roads are fatal for such animals to cross, as is evidenced by the roadkill that heartbreakingly is scattered over our highways. The animals aren't aware that they suddenly have to stop migrating, where instinct tells them they can. At the same time, we'd be hard-pressed to admit that we want bears wandering our streets alongside the children of our neighborhoods. Connectivity is the key to a future conducive to these animals' success in a changing world. Animals as diverse as deer, panthers, and monarch butterfly need undivided space to survive and thrive. This is where wildlife corridors come in. Animals that need to migrate accordingly need an avenue over which to pass to their usual spaces. Reserving space in the form of national parks and conservation zones is successful to some extent, stopping development in clearly delineated locations. Parks don't change an animal's ability to migrate over a fragmented zone, however. A wildlife corridor, as pictured here, is a strip of land that bridges fragmented habitats covered by the same vegetation and floral cover as the land around. This can serve as a traveling avenue for migrating animals and connect other tracts of land. Wilderness corridors need to be a significant width, allowing animals enough space to nest and rest as it were. A well-vegetated wilderness corridor can allow animals to find food or even escape cover, as well as acting as bridges for native plants needed for a species to thrive. Wilderness corridors can be built as overpasses on highways and as underpasses. They can be built bridging two sides of a river or as a crossing on a highway in the desert. According to the Indiana state government, wilderness corridors can allow for the wildlife on private to be greatly enhanced for wildlife use. Advantages include use of wilderness corridors as green belts in urban spaces, decreased heating and cooling costs, increased biodiversity and increased movement between isolated populations. Simply put, it's a neat solution for a problem that affects every corner of the US and much of the world. Nature affects us all. It's our duty to steward this planet well and long. The snap. A row of canned peas teetered worryingly close to the edge of the rack in the supermarket, and Cameron pushed them back with an irritated huff. These dog days of summer were really terrible to work in a chain grocery store, he thought grumpily. Customers hurried through the store with only their own agendas in mind, swiping cans off the shelves as they pleased. It was just too much work. Music was what mattered to him. He needed a break to learn guitar, maybe a lucky break for a real producer to notice him, and a break so that he could put his inspiration down on paper. Absently, he began to stack whole wheat loaves in the bread display. The sheer monotony of the task still boggled him. Daydreaming, jolted from his reverie, Cameron glared at Dennis Allen, the nosy, all-knowing store manager. Dennis was over 6 feet tall. The employees fondly called him String Bean Manager. He tolerated the nickname. In fact, he tolerated everything. Dennis was hard to upset. He always had the best advice for his employees and never hesitated when they called in favors. Still, Cameron didn't appreciate being interrupted in his peaceful, boring duties. Conversations with Dennis Allen waxed lyrical and often lasted a long, 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 long time. I wasn't daydreaming, Cameron replied coldly. I was exploring my ambitions and developing a plan for the future. Ah, Dennis Allen acquiesces. Advice? That's my area of expertise. No, answered Cameron, without seizing the motion of placing stacks of bread in the shore shelving unit. I'm just bored. I'd do anything for a less boring job. You should be excited by your plan to make money, not miserably bored. Dennis snapped his fingers. Done. Cameron ignored him, but Dennis didn't elaborate. When Cameron finally turned to look at Dennis, he was gone. Cameron knew better than to think about it. Dennis Allen was an odd fellow who had inexplicable, no method but madness behavior, and it was frankly best to ignore his moods. Later that morning, Cameron was summoned to the cash registry by a new colleague. The new guy wasn't sure how to scan a box of dried mangoes. He explained to the guy how to check the box's barcode and helped him scan it. Thanks, said the new guy, whose name was Diego. Hey, no problem, said Cameron in a friendly way. Stay calm and you can scan them. He snapped his fingers, quick as a wink. The dried mango box disappeared from the counter. In its place sat a crate of fresh mangoes. Cameron had already turned around and missed both the confused start of the new cashier and the bamboozled inquiries of the customer. He wended his way back to the storeroom in the back of the shop, examining the task list before finding a package of mixed nuts to display. Dennis wandered by. Cameron? Chips rack. Snapped to it already. Chuckling, he loped away. Cameron shook his head and switched to stacking potato chips bags. Snap to it indeed, he thought. Absently, he snapped his fingers over the cart full of potato chips. Instantly, the chips bag disappeared and the cart filled with large brown potatoes, canisters of oil and pouches of white salt. Cameron leaped back, startled. What? He glanced around the aisle, which was empty except for himself. Gingerly, he reached out to touch a potato at the top of the pile and drew his hand back lightning quick. It was a real solid potato. What in the world? He wondered faintly if some new chemicals they used in the chips caused supernatural events like this. Before dismissing the thought from his mind, Cameron was a sharp STEM student. He grabbed a bag of chips from the shelf and added it to the shopping cart of potatoes, oil and salt. He waited holding his breath. Nothing happened. Slowly he extended his right hand over the bag and snapped his fingers. The chip bag was immediately replaced by two large potatoes, a tiny carafe of oil, a bag of salt, all of which tumbled down the pile already in the cart. Nervously, Cameron pushed the cart out of the chip pile before running it right into Rita, the assistant manager. What are you using those potatoes for, Cameron? Said Rita, staggering backward from the cart and blinking. He froze. A display of chips? Rita looked disbelieving. You know, Cameron added, clutching at straws, a sort of, here are the natural products that become your chips kind of a thing. Rita paused for a second, then nodded approvingly. It's creative ideas like this that makes sales. Cameron hurriedly deposited the cart in the storeroom and hurried home. He snapped over a slice of pizza someone had left on a park bench and watched the slice disappear and get replaced by a carton of tomatoes, a sprig of fresh basil, salt, pepper, a carton of flour, a bottle of olive oil, and a good block of mozzarella cheese. He snapped over the park bench itself and, after hesitating a second, snapped his fingers over his cell phone. Nothing happened. The snap was turning food products into the rudimentary fresh ingredients. Troubled, he hurried home. His brothers were arguing over a board game. He walked quickly past them into the kitchen. Darn, no mom phone. His younger brother Jimmy swaggered in and began to rummage in the fridge. Jimmy, where's mom? Cameron asked as Jimmy sat next to him at the kitchen island table and popped the top of a can of orange juice. Bang, said Jimmy laconically. He took a sip of the orange juice. One of the brothers yelled, Jimmy, from the living room. I'll be right back. Don't drink my orange juice. It's the last one. With that, he slipped off his stool and left the kitchen. Cameron sat thinking hard. Where had this strange superpower come from? Had he perhaps always had it? No, he had definitely snapped before and it never happened. Could he still do it? Pensively, he snapped his fingers over Jimmy's orange juice. The can disappeared as he had expected, and instead appeared a small bag of oranges, a box of sugar, a tiny flask labeled vitamin C, and a travel-sized bottle of water. It began with Dennis Allen, he reflected. He'd have to go back to the store and figure it all out. Jimmy re-entered the kitchen and screamed. Cameron jumped. My orange juice, Cameron? Cameron wondered momentarily whether to tell him the truth. He thought better of it immediately. Sorry, I drank it, he began. Jimmy was furious, he could barely speak. Before he could regain speech, then, Cameron decided was his cue to leave. He dipped from the kitchen and heard Jimmy's furious rattling around the pantry as evidence that his little brother wouldn't chase him with fury. A few minutes later, Cameron re-entered the storeroom. Dennis Allen and Rita sat reviewing what looked like an almanac. So you see, Dennis was saying, people buy the most when it's mild weather outside. He stopped as Cameron stormed in. Before Cameron could say anything, Dennis snapped his fingers 5 times. Someone else needs that excitement in this day, he said, and turned back to the almanac. Cameron blinked. Some mysteries are too odd to explore further. He picked up a box of orange juices for Jimmy, snapping his fingers over them just in case. Snap, snap. Nothing happened. Cameron breathed a sigh of relief. Fruit of the month. Durian fruit. Do you smell something fishy or delicious? Since smell is such a big part of taste, I was shocked to learn that there did exist something known to smell terrible but taste delicious. The durian, also known as the king of fruits, is an extremely nutritious, smelly, popular fruit typically grown in Southeast Asia. The spiky, menacing-looking tropical fruit with an edible custardy center at the portion. It has been used in a wide variety of dishes, in both sweet desserts and in curries and soups. Weirdly enough, the taste of durian is described as cheese, almonds, garlic, and caramel all together. A custard that tastes like almonds, cheese, garlic, and caramel? Honestly, I'll pass on this one. But what health benefits are so compelling about this odd and mysterious fruit? Durian is a very fiber-rich, like the humble banana. It contains a vast array of minerals and vitamins, including vitamin C, magnesium, and vitamin B6. Traditionally, durian has been used to treat fever and jaundice. The powerful free radicals contained in durian reduce cancer risk. Durian is said to lower blood sugar levels and also reduce cholesterol levels, which prevents atherosclerosis and other heart diseases and conditions. The rind of the durian contains antibacterial properties which prevent infection. So, would you give durian a try? Let's know what you think. George Stott's Reviews, Critique on Literature and More. Heroes and Villains, Senior T-shirt Team. Every year at my school, at my high school, the student council hosts some kind of a senior celebration. This year, along with a breakfast in the parking lot, we chose to draw all over our uniform polo shirts and have our classmates sign the shirts all day on the last day of our senior year. It was a beautiful cool morning as we sat on the roof of cars and watched the sunrise over our beloved house school. People made pancakes, spread cream cheese on bagels, munched croissants, talked, laughed, and signed shirts. All day I got my friends and classmates to sign shirts, and my polo is now a treasured memento. My senior student council team and I chose the team Heroes and Villains, which was revised by the school to Superheroes. Personally, it was the perfect theme. I'd listened to the Metro Booming album of the same name all year, and the idea of empowered heroes doing good for the planet had motivated me throughout my college admission process. The students loved it. I painted Captain America's shield on my shirt and wrote Metro along the hem, referencing the music album. Others drew Superman's logo, some drew Spider-Man, others the Green Lantern, still others Wonder Woman. The comic book style art was an easy one, but still left potential for some incredible pieces of artwork on the shirts. Spirit Athletics, July 2023, showcases Rory McIlroy, still defiant against Lev. Rory McIlroy, a professional golfer from the Northern Ireland, plays both in European and PGA Tours and holds the third position in the official world of golf ranking. He is one of the few golf child prodigies who followed their dreams and reached an incredible height in their professional golf career. Rory joined the illustrious company of Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and the only three golfers to have won four major titles by age 25. McIlroy was introduced to golf by his father, Jerry McIlroy, at a very young age and became the youngest member at age 7 of the Hollywood Golf Club. Jerry invited the local professional coach, Michael Bannon, to guide and support his son's young mind. Today, after more than 25 years, Michael is still his coach. At age 9, McIlroy claimed the Under-10 World Championship in Doral, Florida. His growth as a golfer is very systematic, steady and organic, from a toddler mimicking his father's golf swing to growth in the amateur ranks, turning professional, winning majors, becoming an international golfing celebrity, and ultimately becoming the world number one. He won his first major with a 2011 US Open win at the Congressional Country Club, Maryland. That number quickly shot up. His golf tournament win so far is 36, including 4 majors, 2 PGA Tours, 1 US Open and 1 British Open. Up until 2021, the PGA and the European Tours were the only major worldwide golfing organizers. European Tour, aka DP World Tour, operates in Europe, and the PGA Tour organizes golf tournaments in USA and North America. In 2021, LIV Tour was created as an alternative with the sole sponsorship of the Saudi Arabian Public Fund. Disciplinary action was taken by the PGA and European Tour associations on golfers who joined the LIV Tour. Golfers were expelled for abandoning the proverbial ship. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy were two of the most prominent golfers who did not join the LIV Tour and were very vocal against joining it. After years of negotiation and litigation, the PGA Tour announced a merger with the LIV Tour in May 2023. McIlroy is not ready yet. If LIV Golf was the last place on earth to play golf, I would retire. That's how I feel about it, said the major champion. He adds a steadfast resolve to his list of powerful characteristics. No doubt it was this discipline and integrity that drove his rapid, organic, genuine success. Ask Clever Collie. Dear Clever Collie, skincare, the bane of my life. I feel like I drink enough water, eat somewhat healthy. I eat an occasional thing of french fries, so sue me. A person needs some joy when avoid unnecessary sun exposure. I'm not a vampire, I promise. Most the pity, at least vampires have good skin. What causes skin tags? Sincerely, confused Carl. Dear Carl, thanks for confirming that you're not a vampire. I'm terrified of them. Skin tags are harmless unless they become irritated, bleed, or feel painful, according to the American Academy of Dermatology. They develop as skin has been rubbing against skin, just a natural reaction. No one, unfortunately, knows the exact causes for these. These are just a second layer of cells on the skin. It's just most common in situations where the skin rubs against skin. Apparently, they cannot be predicted or cause. So keep up the good skincare routine. Clever Kali. Dear Clever Kali, are serums really good for skin? They are expensive. Sincerely, Miser Morton. Dear Morton, serums can calm the skin and imbue health vitamins. Of course, natural sources are the best. But a good serum can help, not hurt. Clever Kali. Ant Bait, a spirit cartoon by Thambu. Oh my goodness, that's like 100th antel I've seen in my yard. I have to get rid of them. This is the Ant Bait Brothers Inc. How can we help you today? Hi, my name is Aubergine. I have a problem with ants. They are too many on my property. What can I do to get rid of these ants? You should put some cake and sandwich on the lawn and wait until they are fully gone, then replace them. Repeat the process indefinitely. Well, I would never have thought of that, but you're the professionals. Think you will do. The Ant Bait Brothers is an office where the ant walks out with a suitcase and a laughter. Hee hee. Thank you for listening to the Spirit July 2023 edition. Have a wonderful day.